And we're back on Sports Talk, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app and YouTube. We're going live on YouTube. And as promised, like I said, I spent all last Tuesday setting up the ring and putting up the turnbuckles and climbing up to make sure it would support my weight so that this week when the power rankings came out and the Saints dominated the Cowboys, like we all knew they would, I would be able to dive headfirst and powerbomb all of these power rankings. And man, it worked out well. It worked out in my favor. So let's go through them. Let's go through them. All of these power rankings were these outlets who supposedly know what they're talking about universally decided the Saints were a bottom 10 team. And I say that because every single power ranking I get to in these, and I don't go through every single power ranking. I go through the ones that I found and I collected. And I feel like that's a pretty good smattering. It's not like I'm looking at Joe Schmoes from this blog in Kansas City. I'm looking at ESPN, NFL.com, all that stuff. So let's start with ESPN. The ESPN had them at 25. They are now they started at 25. They moved up to 21 last week, and this week they're up to number 9. So they climbed 14 spots in 1 week. ESPN doesn't really break them down. They give you a note. Cat Terrell from ESPN wrote the note, but she didn't do the power rankings. So I'm not going to give him too much grief. Let's go. NFL.com. They started the Saints at number 28 in their power rankings. In their power rankings. Last week, after 2 weeks ago, the Panthers lost to the Saints by 37 points, and the powers that be at NFL.com felt that only merited moving up four spots to 24th. So that means when they bumped them up to number 8 this week, they climbed 16 spots. And here's the thing. They at least admit that starting the Saints at 28 was dumb, but they're still looking at it as, hey, I still don't understand what's happening. How could they have moved up this far? And it's like, no, the issue isn't that the Saints are exceeding expectations that everyone should have had. The issue is that you set your expectations so low because you weren't paying attention. All right, moving forward. Pro Football Talk. I think there's a point. I think we should go check the tapes and see if maybe Mike Florio got hit in the eye with a bag of beads or something at a Mardi Gras parade. Because for some reason, he's just mad. They started the Saints at number 24. They moved up one spot after beating the Panthers by 37 to 23. And this week, they're up to 10th at 13. But his write-up is, it's been easy so far. We'll learn a lot more about the Saints when adversity inevitably makes an appearance. That's your takeaway? They go and beat the Cowboys, and suddenly it's like, oh, well, they just didn't have to face anything difficult. All right, good stuff, Florio. All right, CBS Sports. Start him at 27th. This week, they're up to 6th. They moved up to 25th after beating the Panthers. Meanwhile, keep in mind, they had the Bucs at number 6 overall in their power rankings. And my thing at the time was like, if you can't explain to me why these two teams are 25 spots apart, then you're just making stuff up. And wouldn't you know it, this week, the Saints are up to number 6, and the Bucs are at number 4. All right. The sporting news, they had the Saints at number 27. This is the lowest I've seen them come up to, and they had them at 14th. They moved up to 20th last week, then up to 14th this week. And they say, the Saints marched into Dallas and took control with a big play passing from Derek Carr and dynamic playmaking from Alvin Kamara. That made things so much easier for a still solid Dennis Allen defense. 14th. Here's the thing, like, explain to me why this is a mid team if you're going to say they like winning games by these record margins does not merit any attention whatsoever. Anyway, it's the classic like I'd rather move them up gradually, and so by the point that we get to mid season and everyone's kind of consensus that this is a solid team, this is a upper middle tier team, right? I still don't put them in like the top 5 personally, but I do think they're at the top of that middle tier. And the top teams in that middle tier can contend. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see where they kind of go from here. But they're not the 14th. Some of the teams ahead of the Saints in that power ranking. Steelers are at number 4. Chargers are at number 5. The Eagles, a team that we watched on Monday, lose to the Falcons. They are at number 7. The Ravens, an 0-2 team, are at number 9. And then the Jets are 11th. So, I don't know. Do with that information what you will. The last one we go through, Fox Sports. Again, they had the Saints at number 28. 28. 28! They're now at number 9. And they say, it's amazing what the right coaching can do. The Saints offense is, by and large, the same group of players that often struggle to score more than 20 points in a game in 2023. With Clint Kubiak calling the plays, they look like fire-breathing monsters. After demolishing Dallas, we have to allow for the possibility that New Orleans is legit. And this is a perfect example of, like, I decided this last year, and I never even bothered to look again. Because even that sentence, struggle to score 20 points, look at the final five games of their season in 2023. They averaged 29 points, won four of their final five games. And our take is still, they couldn't even score 20 points last year. Anyway, Saints at number 9 in their power rankings. So, I don't know. I had a good time with this. And my issue is, like, I think it kind of needs to be studied how the groupthink that led to everyone, every single one of these rankings deciding, hey, this is universally a bottom some odd team. Because here's the thing. If you're going to go out there and do power rankings and you have a team moving up 20-something spots in your rankings in 2 weeks, I think it's probably time to just hand over the sticks to somebody else. Because clearly you're not very good at this. But all right, that's my spiel on the power rankings.